Our scripture lesson is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. It's found on page 1068 in the Pew Bible in front of you. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? Jesus' time on earth is almost over, and it's not much longer before he has to go to the cross. And so he's spending time with his disciples, teaching them and preparing them for what is coming, and also for what's coming beyond the Calvary. And so this is what Jesus is teaching them, his disciples, and also teaching us today. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day, for the celebration here at Embry, as we have baptized three young people, and that they are now initiated into your family. And so, Lord, we thank you. We also thank you for speaking to us through your words that had been written down so long ago, through the words that are going to be proclaimed. We ask that may the Holy Spirit minister to us, so that our eyes are opened, our ears are also open to hear your voice and to see you in our lives working to bring us closer to you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here, moving among us, ministering to us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Girls, would you like to come forward and you will help me with the message today? What do I have in my hands? The butterflies, right? Now, what are things about butterflies? Yeah, modern butterfly?
They're all different, like people. Yeah, they're all different.
They're all different like people, that's right.
Except some butterflies in different areas, you would see the same butterflies.
That's, yeah, that's right. You know, depending on where you are, you'll see different ones with different shapes and different colors. Yeah, yeah. So, and what else do you notice about butterflies?
They're different than people.
They're pretty, okay.
They're from people.
Okay. What else? What else?
They have wings.
They have wings, okay.
People don't have wings.
So what happens if I close my hand, or like if I hold them? See how I'm holding them? I'm holding them very gently, right? And what happens if I hold them a little too tight? I could crush them, their wings will be crushed, or they'll be... Yeah. They have like the powders, coatings that help them, right?
And they pump blood into their wings.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the butterflies, you can hold them too tight or too hard, right? You have to hold them and let them, like when they land on you, you have to kind of just let them be. Right? But you say, oh, it looks so beautiful, I want to touch it. Then what happens? Then we hurt them. Yeah. You know, people are sometimes very much like butterflies, that people are very fragile. And so people have to be handled with care. You know, just like baby Nathan that we saw, you know, you see when people hold him, how do they hold him? Yeah, you try to make sure that he's like, you know, he's cared for very gently. We don't throw him around, do we?
No.
We hold them gently in our arms. We caress him. We, you know, cradle him. So just like butterflies, people are just like that. And God knows this very well. So what God does is that God doesn't say, Ridley, do this, do that. Or God doesn't put us in boxes. Or God doesn't put strings on us like marionettes. But see, God holds us in his hand. Yeah, right. So horses, people try to train them and so forth. But see, we are just like butterflies in God's eyes. So rather than like crushing us or trying to get us to do what God wants us to do, God kind of holds us very lightly. But God wants us to kind of stay. And so God will give us these teachings, like do this, you know, love one another, love me, love God, love yourself. And God does this, you know, if you love, so just as we read, Jesus says, if you love me, then you will live by the commandments that I give you. And so who has the choice? We do, right? No, we have the choice. We have the choice to either live. Yeah, we have the choice either to live by the teachings that Jesus has given us or not, right? And that's one of the ways that God holds us so ever so gently, so that we don't get hurt. See, when we try to make people do what we want to do, that's when people get hurt. That's when we hurt other people. Yeah, it is bad, right? So God holds us ever so gently. And so Jesus says, if you love me, you will follow my examples, you follow my teachings. And what did Jesus teach us when he was here with us? What he taught was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love other people. Okay. Yeah, that's all it is. And it's our choice to live our lives that loves God and love other people. And Jesus says, when we do that, that's how we show our love. You know, sometimes we say we love you. Who do you say you love? Who do you say I love you to?
My dad.
Uh-huh.
My dad, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
your sister, sometimes your brother, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, family especially. Yeah, your mom, that's right. And, you know, sometimes your friends, right? But do we just say, I love you, and that's it? Or when we say, I love you, sometimes you do things. Exactly. You hug, you kiss them, and sometimes you will do things to help them, or you will do things to make them happy. Right? So that's exactly what Jesus is saying. If you love me, then you will live by the commandments that he has taught us. And so love is not just words, but love is an action. Okay? So two things I share with you. God holds us so gently. So God gives us the choice to do what he asks us to do. Okay? And another thing is, when we love other people, what? We also have to do things to show our love, right? And that's exactly what God did for us. God said, I love you. And God did special thing for us, very special thing for us. What did he do for us?
He gave us life
through his son, Jesus Christ, right? He gave us his son. He gave us other people. He gave us family. He gave us this church. He gave us friends. So God continues to... He gave us flowers. Yeah, yeah. See the butterflies up there? You know what that signifies? All of us, that each butterfly is like all of us who loves God, so we fly to God, right? Yeah, probably not, but there's one for you, Whitley. Okay? All right, so, you know, when we respond to Jesus' words, we are flying closer to God. Okay? So, yeah.
It's kind of like we're growing closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because every day and every night we grow.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's like flying.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yep. So, let's pray. I'm going to pray. You don't have to repeat after me. Okay. Dear God, we give you thanks for reminding us how much you love us and how you give us the choices to worship you, to live according to your words, and how doing that expresses our love to you. We thank you for always loving us and expressing your love to us by not forcing yourself on us, but holding us ever so gently and helping us to fly to you, flock to you. Thank you so much for your son, Jesus. And thank you for loving us all the time. Help us, Lord, to live our love, not only in words, but in actions that loves you and loves your people. Help us to be your hands and your feet in the world, showing your love to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.